The layout of the curb ramps, landings, lowest elevation point along the depressed curb, and the highest elevation point along the existing sidewalk or other site constraints will define all the variables needed to calculate the slopes. Since the maximum slopes are the controlling elements of accessible routes, it is important that your design calculations follow the shortest path between the low point and high point or points. Once the maximum slopes are determined along these paths, the elevations of the remaining points can be determined using the cross slopes and proposed widths. If a ramp configuration does not yield compliant slopes, you need to consider a longer ramp or different configurations. Remember that curb ramps are limited to 15 feet in length to avoid chasing grade indefinitely. In cases where it is not possible to provide a ramp at or below the maximum 8.33% slope, justification for the non-compliance with the ADA design standards must be given and approved by completing a TIF.